North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. North Dakota Property Records Search Tool now available for owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Dakota-specific portal, enabling searches of property records including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in ND can consolidate due diligence research previously spread across multiple county offices into a single online resource to expedite transactions and verify property histories. Bookmark at northdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next listing or buyer representation to streamline record checks statewide. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Realtor Commission Fees Edge Above National Average, Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in North Dakota is 5.84%, surpassing the national average of 5.70%. This data gives ND real estate professionals a benchmark for structuring competitive yet profitable commission agreements in the local market. Review the full survey breakdown at ashlistwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/North-Dakota/. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Commission Rates, What Redfin's 2024 Guide Means for Your Business. Redfin published a guide covering everything North Dakotans need to know about real estate commission rates in 2024, including typical costs and factors affecting rates. Understanding current commission structures helps ND agents and brokers price services competitively and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review Redfin's full breakdown at the link below to benchmark your own commission strategy for 2024. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Tax Commissioner offers training resources for property assessors. The Office of State Tax Commissioner coordinates training and resources for local assessors who determine property values for taxation purposes. Accurate property assessments directly affect tax liabilities and valuations that real estate professionals negotiate and disclose to clients. Share this resource with assessor contacts or bookmark for reference on ND property valuation standards. www.tax.nd.gov/localgovernment/resources-assessors. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Stark County launches online property records portal for ND real estate pros. Stark County, North Dakota has launched a website section for property records and searches. Real estate professionals can now access Stark County property records digitally, streamlining due diligence and transaction workflows. Bookmark the Stark County Property Records portal at www.starkcountynd.gov/SE91D6A2-75094C9E8570BFC48FB9. Background and context, three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. Remove incomplete legal tax content or replace with 1031 like-kind exchanges involve complex IRS rules and strict deadlines. Consult a qualified tax professional or attorney for guidance specific to your situation. Include a general disclaimer that the newsletter does not provide legal or tax advice, entitification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses, the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most ND jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. the strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.